Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today, we're recording from the Minneapolis Veteran Homes Adult Day Center with my special co-host, Commissioner Larry Shelato. Commissioner, we're going to talk about the Adult Day Center, but before we get started, it's time for, generally speaking, a message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
Purple is the color that symbolizes all branches of our military. Nationwide, more than 2 million children have a parent serving in our armed forces. As a tribute to the children of our brave men and women who serve, people across the nation wear purple every year on Purple Up Day. In Minnesota, 22,000 men and women are currently serving in the military. Our military-connected children bravely face the uncertainty of their parents' safety when they are away, as well as the challenge of reintegration when they return home. It is important that these military-connected youth know that their nation and community stands by and supports them. This April, please join us and Purple Up to show your support of our military kids. For more information on Purple Up Day and events you can attend in your community, please visit beyondtheyellowribbon.org.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. As I said at the opening, we're doing a special recording today from the Minneapolis Veterans Home Adult Daycare Center. And my special co-host for the show is Commissioner Larry Shelato from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Commissioner, welcome to the show again.
Well, thank you again.
Commissioner, for our listeners out there, you're a retired Major General, former Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, fellow Vietnam veteran, and your military career began in 1968, and you retired from your military position in 2010. And at that time, I thought you were going to take it easy for a while, but shortly afterwards, you signed up to be the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and instead of supervising 12,000 soldiers and 2,000 airmen, now you're in charge of taking care of about 337,000 veterans all over Minnesota, and you've been working that for quite a few years, sir.
Well, it doesn't seem like that. It seems like just yesterday I started, so it's become a passion. Goes way back to graduating from college. Just before that, I was all set to go on and conquer the business world and be a big entrepreneur and all that other good stuff that people dream about at that point. And then they said, yep, you got a job. We'll put you on our team. Just one question you got to answer. Okay, what's that? What's your status with the draft board? I said, I'll check it out. I went in, and I don't know, the younger ones in the audience won't recognize or remember this, but in the old days they had these big, huge IBM printouts. And it was about 3-4 inches thick. And your name again, how do you spell that? And they flip it through. Okay, now you're graduating in June, right? Yep. Well, you're going to get your draft notice in either April or May.
And there went all your carefully laid plans.
Carefully laid plans. I went on autopilot from that point on. They said, all right, so I figured, well, rather than just take the luck of the draw, I'm going to enlist and go through OCS, Officer Candidate School. At least I'll get something out of my education to help me along. And so I did that. 10 days after I graduated, they put me on a plane and they flew me to this exotic place called Fort Dix, New Jersey.
And they were getting you prepared for a special summer vacation.
Well, I know my. Yeah, I mean, and you arrive at midnight, dark, and all of a sudden I see this young kid, probably just right out of high school, and he has this fancy shaw, you know, like the Miss America shaw or strap around the deal, only it was yellow and red. And he is screaming at me and yelling at me and everyone else on the bus. And he pointed out very quickly that he outranked me because he was there 2 days earlier than I arrived. So I go, oh, I'm not in Minnesota anymore.
Here we go.
But I went through basic training and AIT at Fort Dix, New Jersey. And then they sent me off to Officer Candidate School at Fort Benning. And I went through that. I'm an official shake and bake second lieutenant.
And we have a place to send you as a second lieutenant.
Yep, same place. I went right across the street to the next OCS building. So now the logic of the military is phenomenal. I graduated on day one, and by day two, I am now consulting and advising all the new candidates. And it turned out in many ways to be the best thing for me, because at that point in time, with the war having been on for quite a while, I mean, I had a candidate that I was supervising who had been on two tours in Vietnam. He was a medic, had delivered over 100 mountain yard babies and so forth, and I'm supposed to say, follow me, I'm your leader? No. So it got me off to a good, solid start and prepared me for my careers.
Which started with Vietnam, and it ended many years later being the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard and retiring as a brevet lieutenant general. Congratulations, sir.
Yep. And I'm very, very proud of the troops from Minnesota, the longest deployed troops in the Iraq War, and they just did an outstanding job.
We're speaking with Commissioner Larry Shalito from our special recording today from the Minneapolis Veterans Home Adult Day Center on Minnesota Military Radio. Sir, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, you've built a pretty good team over there, and you take care of a lot of things. You've got programs and services, and, of course, you've got the veterans' homes, mm-hmm. including this one here. And I understand the Adult Day Center is one of two such type centers in the country?
Yes. The first one was out of Long Island, New York, and they've been trying to get this concept going and rolling. And the Adult Day Center here is just absolutely phenomenal. And I take that not from what I see and do, but what I hear. I have some very close friends, husband and wife, both senior, World War II veteran, and he is actually one of the visitors here at the campus. But I got a call from the family, and they are just in awe, and they just said, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's because they both were, I don't know how a husband and wife can get it on each other's nerves.
Well, you and I have both been married for a few days.
I know.
So
we take orders well.
That out.
But it's the right thing to do. It's the most powerful, and the quality of life is absolutely essential for anybody. I think if you ask anybody if they retire, what do they want to make sure is given to them, and that's the quality of life.
Well, Commissioner, since we've been on the air a little over 7 years, a lot of things have happened out here at the Veterans Home out by the airport, and one of them was the phase three of the projects. Building 22 opened up recently, but the Adult Day Center here has opened up about 6 years ago, as I understand it, and it's a place where we concentrate on our veterans, but we also provide relief for the caregivers that take care of our veterans, because if they want to go shopping, if they have a medical appointment, if they want to just get their hair done, they can make an appointment, they can drop off their veteran here, and they're going to be well taken care of for the entire day, and then those caregivers get a little bit of a respite.
Yes, I think a lot of times you hear that phrase, I just got to get out of the house, you know, and you can take that anywhere, but it's, again, I have close friends who take advantage of this opportunity here, and the children of those two see it very much so, and they're just so grateful. I'm sure to the two of them it's just normal routine type of thing, life going on, but this is something that needs to be and has to be replicated, because the first baby boomer just turned 72 years of age.
Commissioner, we're going to have to take a short break, but on today's show we're focusing on the Adult Day Center at the Minneapolis Veterans Home. We're going to have coming up Simone Hogan, who is the Senior Director for Healthcare, working for you, Commissioner. And later in the show, we're going to have on Ann Rostrader, who is a real key to running this place and keeping all these veterans happy. And in the fourth segment, we're going to talk to one of these veterans and see what he thinks about being out here for the day with Miss Ann. So this is Minnesota Military Radio, recording from the Minneapolis Veterans Home Adult Day Center. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording today from the Minneapolis Veterans Home's Adult Day Center And my co-host for this show today is Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Commissioner, you've put together a great team over there, from a chief of staff to a couple of deputy commissioners, and you've put together a lot of great people over the years that you've been in charge.
Well, you know, we've been trained on that military model, you know, good, clear lines of authority, command and control, but also good people, all veterans, and we're very, very proud of them.
And we've got one joining us now. It's Simone Hogan, who is the Senior Director for Healthcare, working closely with Deputy Commissioner for Healthcare, Doug Hughes. And Simone, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Simone, it's always good to work for a boss that gives you some room to get your work done and gives you some top cover. And I know the commissioner is pretty happy with what's going on here at the Adult Day Center. And you've just opened up Phase 3. I think it's Building 22. Can you tell us, first, before we get to that, how long have you been with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs?
I joined the team about a year ago. I came from the VA Medical Center in Minneapolis, where I was a social worker for over 10 years.
Just kind of right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're real familiar with our veterans and our patients. I was just over there for a checkup yesterday.
Good.
And that's a great facility. But now over here, we've just opened. We've been, Commissioner, I can remember over the last 7 years, we were fighting to get the money for Phase 3, and then we've been fighting to get the money for the bridge repair. And now Phase 3 is open, and we're going to start working on the bridge soon, right?
Knock on wood.
I walked into that one. Well, there's a little more work to do on the bridge.
Well,
I think.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's the sessions going. There's something about election years and so forth, and balanced sides. It's, but everyone pretty much recognizes and the need. This is when you do these projects, getting into the category of health and safety. And that's what it really is.
Sure, there's only one way in and out now.
That's,
and we really
that's
need
unacceptable.
That second. We need that bridge open.
That's right. That's why. So that puts us on high on the priority list. And so we're reasonably comfortable things will be done right. And we're just waiting for the session to get over so we can get to work.
Simone, you've expanded the capacity out here at the Minneapolis Veterans Home with the Phase 3 of that project, Building 22. I would guess from what I've heard that that's one of the most highly efficient technological buildings that we've got.
I would agree. Building 22 is really state of the art. I mean, it's tripled in size from where residents were living before. All the residents have their own private room, private bathroom. It's a real state of the art facility, even compared to facilities out in the community. We're really fortunate that that's done. And it's an exciting week because we have all of the residents moving into that building this week.
And how many beds are over there? How many residents?
So there'll be 100 beds. So residents from Building 6, we had 91 in that building. We'll be moving over to the new building this week, and there's 100 beds total.
And what happens with Building number 6?
Doug and I are certainly discussing that, and I think we have a number of really good ideas. It's just what will kind of develop from there. We know that we need to keep that building. It's a historic building. It's important, I think, to this campus that it still is here and it's used in a good capacity. So
that's in the works.
Simone, it's in the works.
Today we're here at the Adult Daycare Center,
mm-hmm.
which is a kind of a two hidden secret here in the Twin Cities. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It really is. You know, as a social worker in my previous work at the VA, a lot of caregivers are not familiar with the adult day on this campus, and it's really important that they are aware of the programming and what it offers to our vets. First of all, it's in a building that's beautiful. It's a historical building in the late 1800s that they renovated. Compared to community programs, I couldn't compare this at all. It really, I think of it almost like a fraternity house. You know, all the vets here come for the Vets Club is what Ann calls it. And they really are engaged in activities and programs that are really geared towards veterans. And really is a great respite for caregivers. And that really probably is one of the greatest benefits. It allows them to really have a break from a really high demanding job that they have at home.
And we'll meet Ann in the next segment. This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're recording today from the Minneapolis Veterans Home Adult Day Center with my co-host Larry Shelledo. And our guest today is Simone Hogan, who's the Senior Director of Healthcare. Now, Simone, this is really a place where if you're a caregiver and you're spending 24 hours a day taking care of your veteran, you don't really get a break. And if you have to do something, Mm-hmm. If you have to go for a medical appointment, if you have to want to go shopping, if you want to, where do you take your veteran and you can trust that they're going to be well taken care of? And the answer is right here, isn't it?
Correct. I mean, you know, the federal VA recognizes that adult day is really important, and it's great that they've supported state vets homes and building adult days. It's an interesting concept that there's only two that exist in the country, though, right now. And hopefully this model will expand as well, because it really is a benefit for caregivers. It's a demanding job to care for somebody 24 hours a day with all of their needs, whether they're medical or just help from with their dementia diagnosis or any behaviors. And so the staff here are dedicated. They've been here a very long time. We hear day in, day out from caregivers that they really trust the staff when they drop the veteran off, which is really key.
And part of that is, I've taken this from the website, but here at the Adult Day Center, they have registered nurses, social workers, recreational therapists, program assistants, behavioral health specialists, physical therapists, and a dietitian. And Commissioner, we had a pretty nice lunch a few minutes ago.
Very much so.
The chef does a nice job, doesn't he?
Yes. In fact, several of the residents commented even today that they're gaining weight. They're getting out of their weight class. So they a little sense of that's good. And that, by the way, is very good.
And Simone, there's some specialized services. It looks like if we need it, they can do some bathing, a barbershop, a beauty parlor. And when we got here this morning and Sergeant Ben was setting up the equipment, there was some music going on upstairs, and the veterans were up there tapping their feet and having a good time.
Yeah, I think the other big distinction, it really is a medical model for an adult day, which is unique. You know, your community programs may not have that. So I think with the nursing staff on site here, really closely monitoring how a veteran is doing medically and then communicating back to the provider or the family is really critical. It really helps keep people out of the hospital. It helps make sure that they're getting the care they need at home. And so that's a huge benefit.
So once again, for the caregiver at home, this is a really safe place to take their veteran for a day, mm-hmm. and go get some things done and get a little break and then get back to work.
Correct. Yeah, the caregiver support is really, really important.
And the building here is a historic building, I understand it, but it's been well remodeled. It looks like it's state-of-the-art as well. It's a beautiful place.
Correct. I think if you were a caregiver and you toured a community adult day program, it would not look like this. And so it is very unique. You know, it's this old historic house. It has lots of space for people to go and sit privately if they want to or join the group. And that's a nice benefit.
And you've installed an elevator to get them up and down from the floors and modern bathrooms. And we're going to talk to Ann pretty soon, but she was bragging about the chef the last couple of times we had her on the show, and the chef did a nice job at lunch today. So we'll talk to her about that next segment. Commissioner?
Well, I think through the I've had the good fortune of traveling around the country and so forth. The concept of the Adult Day Center is growing. But having seen others, Simone was almost understating the quality and the service that this one is providing. This is, we're one of two right now, but this is the benchmark standard. The site, the facilities, the caring, it becomes absolutely unique and special, and I just can't thank the staff and leadership. They're just doing a wonderful, wonderful job.
Now, Simone, this is something I would guess of a test facility. Are you giving reports back to the VA on how it's going here?
I am. I actually have a meeting with the VA right after this, and so they are interested regularly on how things are going. They send a team out here every year to inspect this program and review it, make sure that they're in compliance, and I think they meet those marks above and beyond every year, which is wonderful. But the VA certainly, I think, has invested more energy and attention towards the adult day model, and hopefully that starts expanding around the country more.
So all they need is a beautiful facility and someone like Nurse Ann to take care of all the veterans.
Yeah, the staff are really critical in order to make sure that the veterans get good care, and I think highlighting them really is important. The staff that we have here in this program and on campus really are here because they find a greater purpose in serving our veterans. And I think that they find it an honor to be at their jobs every day.
Simone, we have to take a short break. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll look forward to seeing you on a future show. Mm-hmm. This is Minnesota Military Radio from a recording at the Minneapolis Veterans Home Adult Day Center. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're recording from the Minneapolis Veterans Home Adult Day Center, and my special co-host is Commissioner Larry Shalito from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Commissioner, this has been a nice day trip to come out here. I hope they let us go when it's time to go back to Oregon.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, isn't it?
It is beautiful, but they might think we're one of the veterans and we have to stay.
Well, that's all right, too. Food's great.
Food was good.
And we got the new facilities for us.
Sergeant Ben enjoyed the lunch. I mean, we're having a good visit out here. And, sir, there's a very important lady joining us now who is, her name is Ann Rostrader, and she's a registered nurse. She's worked as a nurse for 37 years in several areas, home health, wound care, multiple sclerosis, geriatrics, memory care for people diagnosed with dementia. She has two children who have both graduated from the University of St. Thomas, and a father who was in the United States Marines. So we better sit up straight, sir. And Ann, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Oh, thank you. It's so nice that you came out here to join us today at our house with all our guys here. It's wonderful.
Ann, it was fun to have you on the show a couple of times in the past, and you told me we've got to get out here and have some lunch. You've got a great chef, and you said we had to come out and take a look. This is a beautiful facility.
It's great working here. It just couldn't even be better. This place is gorgeous. This building was built in 1887. And out of this building, they served all the Civil War veterans. So in this building was the infirmary, the laundry, the kitchen, everything. It's got a lot of great history and a lot of good vibes, and our guys love it here. It's a big, big house.
Been completely remodeled, and it's modern. Modern bathrooms. You put in an elevator.
Everything's wonderful. Our guys are comfortable here. They have a whole courtyard outside. We have a giant Weber kettle so that Tom, our chef, barbecues for these guys all summer, and they can eat outside. It's great.
And you've got a pretty good crew here today. We saw them at lunch, and we saw them upstairs. You had some guests in playing some music for them.
Yes. We have entertainers come in all the time. And our guys go lots of places as well. We have many programs. Our great recreational therapist, Jody, she won an award for Department of Human Services last June for the innovative programs that she thinks up for these veterans. We have our own chorus here. They've won several awards. They travel around and sing for those in need. They take photographs of places they're interested in, then they write songs about them and perform them.
These are your guys that come here for adult day
services. These are my guys, members of Operation Sight and Sound. They feel that they need to give back to society. Even though they're no longer wearing the uniform, they want to continue to serve. It's amazing.
When we get out of the service, nobody ever told us we were done serving.
That's right.
Most veterans just keep right on going at.
And that's what they want to do. And it gives our veterans a purpose in their life, a reason to get out of bed every day because they want to be here and be with their comrades.
And what's your favorite part about working for MDVA as the director of the Adult Day Center?
Well, it's got to be being around all these handsome veterans.
That's got to be... Cheer for that, guys. Come on.
That's got to be what it is. Yep.
No, that's okay. Ralph, we're going to get to you on the next segment. We're speaking with Ann Rostrader, who is the director of the Adult Day Center, which is part of the Veterans Home, Minneapolis Veterans Home on Minnesota Military Radio. Commissioner, this is a fabulous home, and as usual, you've got another member of the team, Ms. Ann, who's doing a fabulous job out here.
Yes, it's a tough job, but I, you know, it's, she's doing an outstanding job. And I hear, but I hear it from, like I say, I hear it from the external families. Not the people that are coming at the home here is on a day-to-day basis or periodic dropped in. But to the families, it gives them that respite that is absolutely critical. So it's a win-win environment. And it's something I think that a lot of people, you know, need to take it. And even on the federal but stateside also needs to take a close look at is the – I always use the phrase the baby boomers now turning, it'll be like, say, 72. Mm-hmm. And it's this bubble is going to continue.
The need is going to continue.
And so not only – so we have a model that can be replicated and it's proven to work. And but I will always say that the most common denominator is the quality of the people in charge. We have been blessed. It's not a job. It's a mission. It's a calling. It's something. So, you know, people say, what do? I just say and smile. I give permission. And that's
and top cover, Commissioner.
And top cover. Right. But it's that's how good this program is.
And I can see that you take good care of the guys. They're all comfortable. They're having fun here. Yeah. What do you hear from the caregivers when they drop them off for a day? Are they smiling? Are they ready for a little break?
They're smiling, and most of them say that we've saved their life. Because they want to keep these guys at home.
As long as possible.
As long as possible, and we make that happen. But we not only care for the veteran, we care for the caregiver. That's one of the most important parts as well. We're actually official location now for the Alzheimer's Association Support Group.
Very good.
And anyone in the metro area is welcome, invited for 9 o'clock the last Thursday of every month to come and join. We feel that if we don't care for those caregivers, they can't care for our veterans because there's a lot of caregiver burnout associated with the different diagnoses that our guys might have.
And they trust you because you've got registered nurses, social workers, recreational therapists, program mm-hmm. assistants, behavioral health specialists, physical therapists, dietitian, chef. You can take good care of the veterans. Now, for all the people on, we're being heard on over 50 stations all over Minnesota. If there's somebody out there that's interested in getting their veteran to come out here, how do they do it, Ann?
All they have to do is give us a call. If you want to call, a lot of our ladies I know don't have internet access. They've never touched a computer in their life. So don't go on MinnesotaVeteran.org. Call me, 612-548-5963, and we'll walk you through it. We'll hold your hand every step of the way. That's what we do here. We're the most well-staffed, best-staffed program in Minnesota, or probably anywhere in the country. We're a total medical model. Your guys sneeze, we're all over it. We're, you know, that's just what this is. It's to be happy, be healthy, and stay living at home. And that's our mission here. Spoil these guys rotten, send them home after a long day.
So for our caregivers out there, you can either go to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs website, and they'll find the Adult Day Center, or call Miss Ann at 612-548-5963. That's 612-548-5963. Now, Ann, the veterans that come out to stay for a day, what time do they arrive? What time do you have to pick them up?
Well, we're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Our veterans start walking in the door anywhere at 8 o'clock until 9:30, and we give them a nice full hot breakfast. They usually stay the day at least 6 hours, and then they go home, back to their homes, and, you know, spoiled rotten and full. And
some of the guys we've talked to at lunch said that they get breakfast, their snacks, they get lunch, they get fed some more, and if they come out here too often, they start gaining weight.
Yes, they do. And with a lot of these guys, that's a very good thing because they're too skinny.
So that phone number again is 612-548-5963, and it's the Adult Day Center, which is part of the Minneapolis Veterans Home out by the airport. It's easy to find, and if we can get the bridge repaired, it'll be safe to go in and out again, won't it, Commissioner?
Well, it's safe to go in and out now. It'll just be more convenient.
And you'll have a second exit in case you need it.
That's right, yeah.
All right, Commissioner, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to one of the veterans who spent some time out here today, and then we're going to come back and talk to Miss Ann once again about how all of our listeners can help. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been recording today from the Minneapolis Veteran Home's Adult Day Center, and my special co-host today has been Commissioner Larry Shalito from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Commissioner, we got another special guest with us. He's a Korean War era veteran.
Yes.
And his name is Ralph James. Ralph, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
My privilege to be here. Thank you.
Ralph, I understand you were in the Army around the Korean War.
That's correct. It was a good experience for me. I'm glad I was able to serve.
And I understand you volunteered.
I did, in fact.
And by volunteering, you got to go to Germany.
That was one of the things that turned out well for me, yes.
Worked out pretty well, and you're still here to enjoy it.
I am indeed. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks for your service, sir. Now, we're at the Adult Day Center, which is part of the Minneapolis Veterans Home, and you know Miss Ann, Nurse Ann, pretty well, don't you?
We do indeed. She's had to pull me off a few guys, but I'm okay here.
Oh, are you still wrestling like you did in the service?
I'm afraid so.
Okay. Well, Ralph, how often do you come out here?
5 days a week. I get on a bus early, and we stay till the end of the day, usually around 5 o'clock sometime, and then I go back home and try to be a good boy.
Well, you were smiling about that, so you must like coming here.
I do indeed, yeah. I've made a lot of good friends, and we all have many things in common. It's easy to make conversation.
So can you tell our listeners about the Adult Day Center? It's a beautiful facility.
It is indeed. It's more than you could ask for. Did Ann tell you about what the reason was for this building?
Well, go ahead and share it with us, Ralph.
It was built as, this particular building was built as a hospital for the veterans of the Civil War.
So it's been here for a long time, and it's been nicely remodeled.
Oh, it's beautiful. And then the basement was served as the place for the gentlemen when they just put them in a box and put them down in the basement until they get buried.
And that was a long time ago. We don't do that here anymore.
No,
we
don't do that.
Well, Miss, I understand Miss Ann takes pretty good care of you. When we got here this morning, there was some music playing upstairs.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we had a group that came in and played for us over an hour, and we had seven performers, and they were all strings, and they did a good job, and it was enjoyable. Well,
they were getting you ready for lunch, weren't they?
Yes, and you were able to enjoy it, weren't you?
The commissioner and I had some lunch. Sergeant Ben had some lunch, and the chef did a nice job.
Oh, yeah. He's the tops, yeah.
Okay, you're smiling when you say that, too. Yeah. Now, Ralph, I saw another room with a pool table in it.
Yes, I don't get to go in there. That's just for the good guys.
Well, I thought maybe you were the shark. I thought maybe you were the shark, and they wouldn't let you in there anymore.
I haven't played for years, but I don't want to go in and spoil the top. It's got a nice piece of fabric on there. It doesn't need any scars. No.
Well, Miss Ann tells me that every once in a while you have some day trips where you go somewhere too.
We do. On a regular basis, we get on the bus, and sometimes we're able to take the whole gang, but often we take turns to go places. We've been to...
done some horseback riding.
Done some horseback riding.
A little fishing.
Fishing.
So you get out once in a while.
Yes. They don't tie us down in here.
Well, they didn't send you out there to shovel snow yesterday, did they?
No, they haven't done that yet, but we're ready.
Miss Ann's listening. Commissioner, you think Miss Ann would ask him to help?
Oh, yeah, you're in trouble now.
Well, we're all capable. So
yeah. I think you just volunteered again, Ralph. Yeah.
That's all right. That's what I learned to do. My brother-in-law told me, he says, Ralph, volunteer. It'll pay and pay big.
Gives you opportunities, doesn't it?
It does indeed, yeah.
Now, Ralph, we've got people listening to this from all over Minnesota. For our other veterans out there that might want to come here, what would you tell them?
It's a wonderful place. I would encourage you to make arrangements, if you can, to come here, and they will let you know what the requirements are, they just don't let every dog in here, even though you saw one here just a moment ago. But
I assume that was a therapy dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Ralph, I want you to promise me you're going to behave yourself so that Miss Ann lets you keep coming out here every day.
Yes, but if I were to get off the track, they'd get me back on.
She'd take care of you anyway.
Yeah.
Ralph, we were happy to meet you today, and it was fun to meet you at lunch, and thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. We're all proud to be here. Thank you.
That was Ralph James and telling us about his time here at the Adult Day Center at the Minneapolis Veterans Home. We're back at the Adult Day Center of the Minneapolis Veterans Home, and we have Ms. Ann Rostrader with us. She's the RN and the director, and, of course, Commissioner Shelato is with us. Ann, it was fun talking to Ralph. He seems like he just keeps coming back every day. He must love it.
Ralph's great. Ralph's been coming here every day for 2 years now,
and
he loves it. And his wife loves it even more.
Are there a lot of folks that come back that often?
Yes.
Those are your guys, aren't they?
They're our guys because they just make such good friends here. And when they're not here, they miss it.
And Commissioner, out here at the Minneapolis Veterans Home, it'd be hard to operate this without volunteers, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. This is, it's centric, both at the homes and the day adult day here. It's we're very, very fortunate. The veteran service organizations in particular have people who do the work of bringing volunteers in and helping out and just making life easier for our staff. And probably even most importantly is the ability to and their willingness to visit with our residents and keep them connected with all the things that are happening and going on. That's extremely important.
So, Ann, you've told us that for our listeners, if they want to come out here and partake of the Adult Veterans Daycare Center, they can go to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs website, or they can call you at 612-548-5963. And if they want to come out here and volunteer, would they call the same number?
Yes, they would. And I think we appreciate volunteers out here more than donations because right now today we have Michelle with her dog Leonard, and we love Lenny. Lenny comes and visits almost every week, and the guys get to pet him, and it's wonderful. So if you're a volunteer that has a pet to bring in, or you want to play cards with someone, or take someone for a walk, just sit and talk with someone, call us. We'd love that.
Call Nurse Ann at 612-548-5963. And Ann, I understand from your website, if our visitors want to make some monetary donations, you use them for purchasing things like quilts and blankets and themed dishware and exercise weights and party equipment and party supplies. So you will accept some donations, too.
Of course we will. We do all kinds of things here with the money. We take the guys on picnics. We take them to museums. We have the Heroes on Horseback program, which is starting up any day now. Our guys can go horseback riding out at a ranch in Lakeville, and we take them fishing all summer long, at least once a week. And there's just all kinds of things that they want to go do, and they have their own client council, and they tell us what they want, where they want to go, what they want to eat, and that's what we make their wishes come true.
So for our listeners out there, if you'd like to volunteer or if you want to make a monetary donation so that the guys can go on their day trips, just call 612-548-5963 or go to the Minnesota Department of Affairs website and look up Adult Day Center. And Nurse Ann, I know that you've got some other special projects and some other things. The best thing for anyone interested is just call you up and say, how can I help?
That's right. We've had a lot of art projects that our veterans love art and doing art. We encourage anyone that knows art well, art teachers, give us a call. We'd love to have you come in and work with our veterans. I think you'll get a lot out of volunteering.
And quickly, Miss Ann, how many veterans can you handle in a day?
We can handle 35 a day.
And you've got some room.
We do have room right now. And we have already served 160 veterans and spouses since we opened. It'll be 6 years next week.
Very good, Ms. Ann. Thanks for all the great work you're doing out here at the Adult Day Center.
I love it.
Commissioner, it's a great facility, and it's not full yet. We need our veterans to make use of this facility.
Yes, and first of all, thank you for including this Adult Day Center as part of your program and your awareness of all the opportunities that are made available to veterans and their families. This is something that's emerging. I go to a lot of national conferences, and like I say, the first one was in New York, mm-hmm. and now us, but others are, and the VA is doing it, so it's got to happen. It's got to happen, and it is happening here in Minnesota, and we're looking at ways in which to expand it to make it even more effective.
Great facility, and thanks for joining us today, Commissioner. Yeah. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Simone Hogan, Ann Rostrader, Ralph James, Commissioner Larry Shelato of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week as we talk about the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport's Armed Forces Service Center, and we meet with Minnesota's Paralyzed Veterans for America. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.